this fall, we're going to do our tour in Israel, go to Petra, and then we're headed off for a cruise that includes Rome, Italy, Athens, Greece. It includes Ephesus in Turkey. What a cruise this is going to be. Let me tell you how this all came about. Maurice Templeton, for many years, has controlled most of the Christian community's trips throughout the Middle East, into Israel, into the lands of the Bible, into Turkey, into Greece, etc., etc. And he kind of retired, semi-retired. I was preaching over in North Carolina, near Wilkes-Barre, North Carolina, and he came with his wife to our service. Interesting conversation went on with us after the service, but I think it was instigated by what I said at the beginning of the service. I was telling everybody that it's wonderful to go to Israel, and I introduced Maurice in the audience, and I said most of the Christian community goes with Maurice, but the rest of you, a couple of you, can come go with me if you'd like to. Then I made the statement, it is very dangerous to go to Israel, very dangerous at this time in history. I looked up and his wife was just fidgeting all over the place, almost mad with me. And then I made the final statement. I said, but if we can get you through New York City, everything will be all right. So just relax. And everybody cracked up, including Maurice and his wife. But after the service, he said, hey, give me your cell phone number. We might see if we can work some things out. Well, I got a call from Jeff Templeton, actually one of the dear brothers that was with the work so many, many years, who's gone to be with the Lord. Jeff has taken it over. And indeed, we are going to take the Journeys of Paul on a cruise October 19 to 30. This year, this fall, it's going to be a great, great opportunity. I asked Jeff to come online with me. Let's talk a bit about this. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being available with us today.
Jimmy, I appreciate it. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about the tour.
I sure appreciate your uncle getting information to you, since you've taken over the company now and including us in one of these cruises. Let me ask you, what the advantage? I mean, many people try to consider, well, I think I'll fly over to this place and then fly to the next place, etc., etc. But taking a cruise is much more convenient, isn't it?
You know, it is. We love the Holy Land, and we do a lot of Holy Land tours, but the Journeys of Paul, being a cruise, is a different animal altogether. You know, one of the best parts of this trip is cruising on Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas. It's a floating resort that has everything from a world-class spa to an ice skating rink. And unlike your traditional land-based tours, there's no packing and unpacking every other night. Your comfortable stateroom will be your home for 7 nights as you sail around the Mediterranean.
Wow. Hey, what about the food, buddy? That's what I'm concerned about.
You know, there's plenty of it. This ship has multiple dining options available, including everything from a Johnny Rockets burger joint to sushi, a Ben & Jerry's ice cream, a steakhouse, and even fine Italian dining. There's something for everyone, so food is never a problem on a cruise.
Now, what I'm going to have to figure out in my schedule, I guess I'm going to be teaching on the cruise, but how can I work in all these wonderful places to eat?
Well, we work it out so that while you're on the ship, you're enjoying wonderful fine dining and some of the shows offered by the cruise line, and then we finish the evening with a teaching session with you, and then the next day we arrive at a wonderful port where we get off and tour and see all the sights.
Let's talk about the sights we're going to... Now, we start in Rome, is that correct?
We do. We land in Rome, we fly over to Rome, land there, spend the night, and then the next day we board our ship for our 7-day cruise. And in addition to the ports of Messina, Sicily, and Hagia in Crete, we're going to visit the 3 world-class sites of Ephesus in Turkey, Athens in Greece, and then we'll come back to Rome and tour 2 days in Rome before flying home.
You know, I've been to Rome, and I have not been to Athens yet. I'm looking forward to that, studying up on it, so I'll be able to teach correctly when we're there in Athens. And I know it's a world-class city as it relates to archaeological remain, but I have been into Ephesus there in southern Turkey at Kusadasi, and I want to tell you, in my opinion, and I've traveled to many of these archaeological sites throughout the Middle East, in my opinion, Ephesus may well be the best-preserved archaeological city or remains of the city that there is in the world. Would you agree with that?
I agree, and so much of what we enjoy today in modern life was invented at Ephesus. Everything from some of the foundations of our medical industries to the formation of the towns and the way the streets were laid out and sewer systems, etc. It was really a landmark a city of its day.
Well, you know, we did some television for Day of Discovery in Ephesus, a number of programs, and I just enjoy being able to go back to the city of Ephesus and anybody eavesdropping on this conversation. I think the trip is going to be wonderful. You've got to talk about Rome. You've got to talk about Athens. They are great. The other locations, we'll be stopping briefly. But Ephesus would be a double five star, as far as I'm concerned, for those who want to travel and come and go along with us. And what thrills my heart, Jeff, is as a teacher, I'm able to stand in the spots where the events unfolded and to be able to teach from that location and have my friends along with Bibles in hand and being able to study God's Word and almost in your mind reenact how it was many years ago. That's a thrilling experience, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, as I understand it, we dock at port. That's our hotel room. We'll come back to it later that day, but then get on wonderfully air-conditioned, very comfortable buses, go to the site, I'll do the teaching back, and then we're off to another location.
That's correct, and actually in all the ports we stop at where we have our guided tours, we'll have our own buses with our own guides, and we have our own custom itineraries that are specific to our Christian faith. So we're not going on a history tour, we're going on a Bible tour.
Yeah, amen, and I'm going to have Bible in hand. I tell my people when we go to Israel, the best guidebook for the land of the Bible is the Bible itself. We want everybody to be sure to bring their Bibles along. Hey, Jeff, what do we do? How do our friends who may be interested in this 12-day tour, how do they get in touch with us? What do they do? What are your suggestions?
Several different ways to get the information. They can call your ministry and ask for a brochure to be sent to them. They can call us here at Templeton Tours, and we'd be happy to send them a brochure. Our 800 number is 1-800-334-2630. Or they can go on the Internet and find us at templetontours.com, where they can find the information and even book the cruise online.
Wow, that is very simple to do. Folks, you need to do it and get involved with us. This fall is going to be a wonderful time to tour. Hey, Jeff, thank you so very much for allowing me to be included in the group that's going to be traveling and being the Bible teacher. Looking forward to doing it, and I hope everybody else will join us. Thank you for helping us to understand how it's all going to unfold. Maybe we'll talk again down the line so that people can understand. If they have any questions, we'll convince you to help us understand how to answer these questions.
Very good. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the opportunity.